This is Marjorie George, the coordinator of adult Christian formation for the Diocese of West Texas. Today we're going to talk with the Reverend Mike Besson. Mike is the Archdeacon of the Diocese. He has been with us for about 6 months. And his main duties are clergy deployment and working with churches in transition. So if you are a church who is calling a new rector, or anything along that line, you will get to know Mike really well. We thought this would be a good opportunity for the whole diocese to get to know Mike, so we're going to let him take over.
Okay. Thank you. It's been a good podcast so far. Learned a lot about the Book of Acts from Bishop Reed, and so in the episode of our podcast today, we're going to be spending some time thinking about the kingdom of God, and in particular, what the book of Acts has to say about that. But I thought that before we would dive into what the book of Acts says about it, that we might want to make sure that we all understand what we mean when we say the kingdom of God. And of course, there are volumes and volumes and millions of websites that make some attempts to make sense of the kingdom of God. And one of my favorites comes from something I found on the internet. And her name is Mary Fairchild, and I love her definition. She wrote that the simplest way to understand the kingdom of God is that it's the realm where Jesus Christ reigns as king and God's authority is supreme. And this is my favorite part. She says, "The kingdom exists here and now in part in the lives and hearts of the redeemed as well as in perfection and fullness in the future." So the idea that the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven is even partly here and now, for me, can be a little hard to imagine because I pay close attention to the news. I read it every morning when I get to work with my coffee, and I watch it every night when I get home. And I don't know, I think if I take everything that I read and everything that I hear on the news, I don't normally get the impression that we're living in a time where Jesus is reigning as king. And I don't always get the impression that we live in a world where the kingdom exists in our collective hearts. I don't know, just me. So for me, like the people who lived 2,000 years ago, I think that we look for signs of the kingdom, don't we? I mean, if we're aware that the kingdom is, in fact, here and now, like we should be able to see evidence of it here on this earth and in the hearts of the believers, we look for signs of that. And I think we look for signs of that in part because if we can find signs of the kingdom in the here and now, it builds our faith and it builds our belief in what may happen in the future. And it can serve as a sign that points to the kingdom of heaven where there is no weeping or gnashing of teeth, as it says in Revelation, and where there is peace. And I think at the end of the day, if we see signs of the kingdom in the here and now, it just gives us hope. So I'm going to digress for just a minute, and you're probably going to wonder where I'm going with this. So if you'll just bear with me, I promise I'm going to get to a point. But one of the things that I love about Christmas is all the anticipation that leads up to it. Been that way since I was a child. I mean, I'm not so sure that I'm down with Christmas decorations showing up in the Walmart right after Labor Day, but that's a conversation for another day. But anyway, when I was a child, I distinctly remember that there was a sure and certain sign that Christmas was getting close. And I looked this up on YouTube just this morning, and so you can do that too. But I saw it. There was this Norelco electric razor commercial that would show up every year, and the commercial was always the same. And in the commercial, it would begin with Santa Claus sort of riding on the top of this Norelco electric razor, and Santa would be riding over the snowy hills and waving, and that commercial would come on every year after Thanksgiving. And for me, even when I was a little boy, for me, that was my sign. Like, I knew that we were somehow turning that magical page to Christmas time when that commercial came on, because it wasn't too long after that, then we'd get out the tree and we'd hang the lights up on the house. And then, by gosh, after all that, the presents would appear under the tree. And every year it was the same thing. Santa on the razor meant that Christmas was just around the corner. If you're familiar with the book of Acts, then my guess is that you might be expecting me to speak to the verses that actually mention the coming kingdom of God, like the very first chapter, when Jesus talks about the kingdom, or all the times that the kingdom is spoken about and preached about by Philip and Paul. But I want to point you in another direction, if that's okay. So, you're listening to the podcast. I'd like for you to do something for me. I'd like for you to go and get your Bible, or maybe pull it up on your favorite Bible app. And I want you to go to the second chapter in the book of Acts, beginning with verse 42. And I want you to go ahead and pause the podcast while you get your Bible and you look it up. And I'll wait while you do that. All right, you got it? We're in the second chapter of the book of Acts. We're going to start with verse 42, and I just want you to follow along with me. I'm going to read it. It says, "They, the believers, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." Now, Acts 2:42-47 that we just read, that gives us our first real description of the early church and what it was like and what was going on. And you won't find the words kingdom of God in those verses, but for me, and I think for us, those words are like Santa Claus navigating the hills on an Orelco electric razor, because this early description of the church gives us a sign of the kingdom in the here and now. And it gives us a sure and certain sign of the kingdom of God, or to be more precise, it gives us a look at what the kingdom of God may be like when we see it here in the world. Because when you take those verses and you think about them all together, there's a beautiful image that begins to emerge. Like it says, the believers were gathering together in their homes and they were fellowshipping and they were breaking bread together and they were doing it with glad and sincere hearts. And when I read that again, I was thinking about all the times when I was gathered in someone's home, or maybe they were gathered in mine, like a group of people, and it was this perfect night. And there was laughter, and there was joy, and there was food and fellowship, and no one was talking politics, and no one was really worried about much of anything at all. And, you know, at the end of the night, when you're cleaning up and all the people have left in their home, and you'd swear that everyone for that night was just in the moment, and they were at peace with one another. And it was just good and right and joyful. And, you know, the kingdom of God is like that. And then it also says in the verses in Acts 2 that everyone held everything in common. And by gosh, if there was a need, if anyone needed anything at all, then the people around them would gladly provide it. It says all needs were being met, and everyone was serving everyone else in perfect harmony. And because of this, there were many signs and wonders, and there were miracles happening. And no one ever doubted whether God was with them or not, because they saw God in one another. They experienced His love and His grace and His hospitality and His provision through one another. And it says at the end that God added daily to their numbers. The movement was beginning to grow. And the kingdom of God is just like that. And I don't think that the church in Acts was perfect, because it was filled with human beings, right? So it was probably far from perfect. But when the believers, when the people of the new church, when they chose to live into God's perfect will for themselves as individuals and as community, when they chose to love and to serve and to live in close relationship and community, they got their look. They got their sign. And I think they knew that the kingdom of heaven is just like that. It was their sure and their certain sign of what it can be like. The world, the kingdom, as God imagined it. And so, I don't know, I'm wondering if the message here in Acts 2 is more than just a historical account of what the early church was like. I wonder if it's there so that we can read those words and then go and do likewise, so that in the midst of this world that we live in, that can seem so broken and so dark, we can see signs of the kingdom. And I wonder if it's meant to show us that, yes, as Mary Fairchild wrote, the kingdom is partly in the here and now because it exists in us. It exists in our hearts. And so the more that we love and fellowship and serve and live in perfect harmony and community with one another, we see the kingdom. We see the signs. And I mean, okay, so like I've been on an Alaskan cruise and I've stood on the deck and I've seen these beautiful places where human beings have never walked. And when you see places like that, you think, well, only God could have created that. I've been on 7 Mile Beach in Grand Cayman, which is my favorite place on the planet. And I've been and seen the beautiful water and the white sandy beaches, and it just doesn't seem like there's a care in the world when you're there. And it's hard to not see God in those things in the kingdom. But I think that even more than that, that we see those signs in one another. And when we are doing the work of God, and when we are living into His will, and when we are tapping into that thing that's in all of us, the Holy Spirit, then we see signs of the kingdom. And we have a much greater understanding of one very powerful biblical truth, that all things really are possible with God. And I think that if we are in a place where we begin to imagine infinite possibilities, we are most definitely experiencing the kingdom of God. And so I think that the look at the early church that we get in Acts 2 is a powerful sign for us of the world that God intended and the way that He intended it to be. And isn't it something that we see it through the people and through the church? So that's where I see the signs of the kingdom in Acts. And again, I know that there's many places where the kingdom is preached about and talked about. Jesus certainly refers to it, but I also believe that this description of the church gives us a sure and certain sign that we can still see today.